And with us is the man who goes through the stands and makes everybody happy at the temple.
I don't know about everybody.
The hardest working man in TV, the guy with the toughest job in TV, and he does it great. The great Jim Knox with us.
Yeah. Thanks, girl. Mike.
Yeah. How about Knoxy there?
It's an honor to be on with the hard line. And especially with Corby, who does a great impersonation.
Here we are with Ranger fans down here. You like Ranger fans? What are you doing here? You're a Ranger fan.
That's Knoxy doing an impression of Corby doing an impression of himself.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's great.
It's awesome. You know what? Mike's right. We've talked about it before with you, how your job is it's tough. It's tough finding, you know, these people to spice up the broadcast, you know, walk around the stadium and figure out whether or not these guys will be good on the air. Some are, some aren't, you know, but you got to be on at all times with these people, you know, just in case it's kind of a downer.
Yeah, not only that, you got to kind of judge to see how much they have consumed alcohol wise,
sure, right,
because the F bombs, any more F bombs, I mean, it's like we're gonna cut this thing off. No more in the stand stuff. Any more F bombs, that's it. And then here comes another F bomb, and you're on again. You know, it's just a never ending process. So right now, bachelor parties are put on hold.
Are they really?
They're on. Let's just say they're suspended for a while.
That's the no-fly zone, huh?
Bachelorette parties are okay, yeah, especially if they came from church or something like that.
Right.
Like a lot of bachelorette parties do, straight from church.
Yeah.
So you go up to somebody that you're thinking might be good on the air, and you've got, what, maybe 10 seconds to size them up once you start talking to them and figure out if this is gonna go anywhere or not?
Pretty much. You kind of tell them what, you know, what we had in mind and what we plan to do, and when you get on, just, you know, try to keep it clean. If you don't keep it clean, if you, you know, pull up your shirt or do anything else like that, the producer's going to cut to a field shot. That's why they don't show the drunks running down on the field anymore.
Right.
They don't want to encourage it.
Right.
So if someone starts doing that, then they figure, hey, I'm going to get on TV, no problem. But that's not the way it goes nowadays in the business, Corby.
No.
You hear that, Corby?
Yeah. Oh, I hear him.
He's talking to you and about you.
Now,
so if you have a mohawk, you're on.
Yeah.
We look for guys like you.
Well, good. Come find us tonight. Then.
Tonight, we will find you.
Okay.
You got a little fleck here. Some kind.
God, you have fuzz in your head.
It's like a gorilla picking nits out of his kids or something.
It was bothering me. Now talk to Knoxy.
Okay.
So here we are, Ram Coors Field.
Hey, everybody.
Excited to be here.
Boy, we're really having fun here tonight.
What are you doing here? You're a Ranger fan.
We got us a little Ranger fan right here. What's your name, kiddo? So,
perfect.
Right on.
Not even close.
It's like Knoxy kind of amped up on like Jolt Cola or something, yeah, like that, you know? It was a reference from 1987. Okay, so you mentioned the cussing. So how do you do that? Like, well, I mean, you can't stop it, really? Or
you can't. You kind of know the cussers now. You kind of, through all these years,
yeah,
the guys who are drinking the beers right and left and stuff, you got to steer clear from those guys. Every,
yeah,
now and then they try to get in the back shot and stuff.
But that also provides really good entertainment.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
I mean, if we had a tape of the outtakes over the years,
yeah,
I mean, that could probably go at least 30 minutes long.
You don't have that? I
need to get Fitz on that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
He's got his earnest keep around there some way.
Yeah, get Fitz out of the bar and actually working, you know?
No kidding. I agree.
I'm surprised Fitz didn't make this trip.
Boy, no kidding.
Well, there's
being
a reason.
Being that things are legal around
there's
here.
There's a reason.
I heard from him last night. He says he's in vacation Bible school.
He's up there?
Right. Yeah,
he's,
yeah,
up there.
He's thundering up?
Well, he also get in at 4 or 5 in the morning. We don't have the luxury of staying over and relaxing after the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and that's smart, right? You have a back-to-back series with the team, and you got the getaway game being at night, and you play the same team the next night at the ballpark.
That's so weird.
Great scheduling.
Yeah. So what time will y'all get in?
Probably about 4 or 5. And then tonight will be an extra inning game, so it may be 6 or 7.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably so.
So how many trips every year do you make with the team?
I try to make one and keep it at that, if that. Last year was my very first trip ever, and that it kind of just ran side by side. It's a Ranger destination trip. So if you're in the stands and folks watching at home tonight, they'll see a lot of Ranger fans. Well, there's a reason for that. One is it's a Rangers destination trip. And another is that there's a lot of guys who just drive in from Albuquerque, Amarillo, and there's a lot of Colorado. People who are now in Colorado that grew up in Texas, they're out in the stadium. I mean, they had the Let's Go Ranger chant going last night in the ninth inning, down by 7 runs. I mean, I was looking for a comeback then, huh?
Now, you weren't on Wrigley last year, were you?
No, was on Boston, Toronto last year.
Yeah, okay.
Boston, Toronto.
We were amazed at the number of Ranger fans that were up there for Wrigley.
That was a Ranger destination trip. Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean? That's something that the club puts on?
Club puts on. And it's a pretty cool deal because they'll set you up in a hotel, get you tickets to the game. They just had a luncheon over at Coors Field with Elvis, and he signed autographs, gave him a couple baseball signed autographs. They got tickets for tonight's game. Also entitled them tickets for tomorrow night's game as well. And they got two more going. They got a trip to Washington, D.C. later, I think in May.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they have, which is a pretty good trip, to Yankee Stadium. And I think that's later on in July, mid-July. And those are two destination Rangers trips. They got four this season. Next year, I think the schedule's not out, but I heard they may be going to San Diego. So that'll be one, something like that. That'll be a good spot for the hardline.
I agree.
I could see that happening.
I completely agree. We want to make Seattle, though. We really want to do Seattle, but
it has to happen during the week.
Yeah,
for us.
And Seattle was a.
Yeah, we're only going to places where pot's legal from now.
But the Seattle trip.
Look at this.
You're playing to your constituency here.
Yeah.
The Seattle series fell over the weekend. So we got to do it. We can do our shows. So, we got to make that work.
Seattle would be great in August. Anything out of the. Like San Diego would be great in August. Boston and those kind of stops. Mm-hmm. But Seattle, that would be a good stop. I've never been there. But, that ballpark, I can only imagine. They probably have restaurants around that ballpark. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
You know what? So we're sitting here talking in the break about how cool this is and this vibe down here right next to Coors Field and all the rooftop bars and everything. And, look, the stadium is what it is in Arlington. But, man, it just makes you realize. And we got that big, giant city, two big, giant cities flanking it, each 20 miles away or whatever, 15 miles away. And you just wonder what if.
It makes no sense.
What it could have been.
I mean, what it could have been. Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense. You got all these great restaurants and bars and rooftops, even in the stadium. Have you guys been to that rooftop bar?
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're on vacation overlooking the mountains and then looking down on the baseball game. That's unbelievable. I mean, why? I mean, we got to be the only one in Major League Baseball with no restaurants or bars around the stadium.
No.
And that goes for Cowboy Stadium, too.
Yeah. Well, it's all because we got that little cousin in between those two cities that flank those places that wouldn't let it get away.
That's crazy.
Hey, kudos to Arlington. They do what they have to do to get these things out there.
Or do they ever.
So who's going to be dressing up tonight in a gorilla outfit or anything? Anybody?
What?
Huh? Grill outfit, anything that,
Are
posters,
you okay?
Can you carry a poster to the game? Anything.
When you are here, when you're on these away trips, do you specifically find Ranger people, or
find Ranger people?
But you don't go part of your bit wouldn't go talk to a Rockies fan or something like that.
No.
You're always going to talk to the Texas people.
No.
You found we hear you found the only Asian guy Ranger fan last night.
Yeah, he was a Chew guy.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. He came from his same hometown, and he just
How was
started
his English?
Yelling. Marginal.
Sketchy?
Yeah. Sketchy. Very sketchy.
He wasn't remembering Hideki Arabu on his recent birthday or anything?
Yeah. We did find a couple of girls. We did this. Up in the upper deck, there's a blue or purple line, and that signifies the mile high.
Yeah.
Like 5,280 feet above sea level.
Yeah.
And we were up there with a few Ranger fans. Ranger fans, what are you guys doing up here?
All the way in Colorado. Look at here what we got. We got a Ranger fan.
One guy up here in the upper deck. But it was kind of bare last night. But there's two girls sitting by themselves, and I'm here with Jeff Irwin, the photog, and we're walking through, after our little hit up there, and the girls asked, can we send the kiss cam up there? So I was going, what do you mean send the kiss cam? We were looking for the kiss cam. We want to get on the kiss cam.
The two girls did?
The two girls.
Okay.
All right.
Does FSN roll in that direction?
We'll bypass that kiss cam, but I did send the Colorado kiss cam their way.
That would have been awesome. I would love to hear Buzz and Tom like react to that.
Little number up in the air.
Well, Noxie, thanks for coming on, man.
Great to have you. I'm going to go watch Jerks and Profar take Baton.
Yeah,
yes,
about that.
Noxie comes over here telling us that he's taking BP today.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. He looked good yesterday in the field. Can't throw yet, but hey, maybe DH, Mike.
Maybe, Jim.
All right, get back on track tonight. We'll see you guys
in
the stands. I will.
There
thanks, guys.
See you, Jimbo.
Yes, the great Jim Knox there with us. How about that, man?